Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Ministry this morning. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic that we will be bringing forth today, today, today. So call your friends, call your loved ones, tell them to tune in to Joy and Peace. The phone number to call in is area code 646-716-4389. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's good. Well, today we're going to be talking about belonging. That's our topic, belonging. You know, we all need a sense. We all need a sense of belonging. For in belonging is security, acceptance. You know, we belong to God as his children and friends. And as believers, we belong to the church, both the local church, the body, and the worldwide community of believers. As members of an earthly family, we belong to one another. Husband and wife, parent and child, belonging is essential for sense of security. Our tag words today we'll be using today is acceptance, belong, God, and harmony. All three of these go together. We're living in harmony. We are belonging. We are accepting. And we are right with God. You know, we all need a sense of belonging. Over in Deuteronomy 33 and 27 say, the eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. You know, when we feel we belong, we feel secure and accepted. Feeling accepted gives us confidence to share our deepest feeling without worry or rejection. You know, it is awesome to belong to God. Over in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 10, you may read that at your leisure. And it's telling you all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe. You know, when you think about it, that anyone can belong to the world, but we are easily given to worldly things. But it is awesome to belong to the Lord, God, the creator of the universe, because that means he accepts us. That means we're talking today on all need a sense of belonging. For in belonging is security and acceptance. You know, over in Isaiah 26 and 19, you can read what it says at your convenience. Yet we have this assurance. Those who belong to God will live. Their bodies will rise again. Those who sleep in the earth will rise up and sing for joy. You know, on this verse, it's merely talking about belonging to God is an eternal relationship, not merely for this world, but for the world to come. This permits us to live again. We die. The grave is not the last chapter, merely the transition of one. Some people believe when you go down to the grave, that's it. No, you're going to rise again. That's what the Lord said in the Word of God. You know, when I belong to God, what should I do? I'm glad you asked. Let's go over to Psalms 34 and 9. It said, let the Lord's people show him reverence, for those who honor him will have all they need. Here you're going to need everything you need. You're going to get from God. It's nothing under the sun that God won't give you. All you have to do is ask him. You want to belong? Belong to God. Don't worry about you don't have a friend, you don't have a mate, you don't have that. You have the best friend in Jesus. He is the one you need to belong to. You know, over in John, the 15th chapter, and the 19th and the 21st verse, I'm going to read what that said. Hold on just a second. And let me turn over to my Bible to that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're talking about belonging today. And over in John 15th chapter, let me turn to that real quick, because I want to show you what the word is saying. Not me, but what the word is saying. And the 19th through the 25th verse, it says, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Remember, verse 20, remember the word that I say unto you. This servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. And verse 21 says, but, you that three-letter word, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. And when you read that, you cannot belong to both Christ and the world, because their purpose are so different. When you belong to the world, you will pursue worldly pleasure, which are self-indulged. When you belong to Christ, you will pursue godly acts that are in conflict with the world. There is no dual citizenship with the world and Christ. Today we are talking about belonging. A lot of people feel bad, like on yesterday was Valentine's Day. Really not a day just from the law, but we love every day. We don't have to wait to a special time on the calendar to love and show love. But a lot of people felt left out because they felt they didn't belong to anybody. They weren't married. They weren't engaged. But God, we all need a sense of belonging. For in belonging is security and acceptance with God. And if anyone coming on today would like to say something on this broadcast, all you have to do is hit one on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. And our topic today is belonging. We all need a sense of belonging. For in belonging is security and acceptance. You know, you cannot belong to both Christ and the world, because their purpose are so different. When you belong to the world, you will pursue worldly pleasures, which are self-indulging. When you belong to Christ, you will pursue godly acts that are in conflict with the world. There is no dual citizenship with the world and Christ. My. When you think about it, he who belong to God are expected to work together in harmony. That's one of the tag words I'm using, harmony. You know, let's turn over to Romans, the 12th chapter, and the 12th chapter, and we're going to read verse 4 and 5 in the 12th chapter of Romans. Let's read what it says. Hallelujah. So in the 12th chapter, in the verse 4 and 5, it says, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member of another. And when you read that, I'll go down further for those that may not have their Bible. And verse 6 is saying, having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether it's prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exalts on exaltation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, let he that show forth mercy with cheerfulness. And you know, I'll go on down a little further. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, and honor and preference one another. Not slothful in business, fierce in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continual instant in prayer. We're talking today about the perfect will of God. We all need a sense of belonging, but in belonging is security and acceptance. And you know, we all are one body in Christ. We belong to each other. And each of us need all the others. That means even with the members that he said in the word. When we can't make it without the eye to see, without the hand, the leg, to keep this body moving, the feet. We need all members of our body, even the mind, to be able to prophesy, to be able to exalt, you know, to be able to teach. We are belonging to God that will give us everything we need. You know, belonging to God make us all part of Christ's body, which is the church. We are the church. We go to the building and assemble, but you all, we are the church. The word is saying belonging to God make us all part of Christ's body, the church. When bodily parts work against each other, the body fails to function. When the feet and the leg is not working, that function is not functioning well. When the hand and the arm is not working, that means that portion is not effectively moving. When they work together, the body functions as it should. You know that if you're not hearing, your mind is not perceiving because you're not hearing what is being said. Your mind have not picked up. You may have sign language that you're reading lips, but it's got to pick up in the brain. So that means we got to have all, everything, every sense working and belonging to each other. You know, as I was reading that chapter, and you know, you will pursue the godly acts that are in conflict with the world. There is no dual citizenship with the world and Christ. You know, some people is born in other countries from the United States and say, like in military, and they'll tell them they have a dual citizenship, like my son. He was born in Munich, Germany. Military, he's an American citizen, but he has a dual citizenship. He can go to Europe anytime he wants to. Long as he got the finances or whatever, he has his passport. That means he has a dual citizenship where he can go overseas and come back, have all the necessary things he needs, and his passport is lining up with who he is. So God is lining up with us on belonging to him. He haven't left us. He haven't forsaken us. And when we think about that belonging, don't worry about if you don't have a spouse. You belong to God. He loves you. He's not going to forsake you. You know, what is a sure test to know if we belong to God? Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. Let's go over to 1 John and see what 1 John is saying about this. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. The word of God says, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him or her." I don't want to take out the context of the Bible. It do say him. I added her. So here is telling you, how can we be sure that we are belonging to him? By obeying his commandments. Those who obey God's word really do love him. You see those that's out there not listening to the Lord with the healer being, not doing what he say. They're doing whatever they want to do, thinking, you know, some of them tell you, well, I'm big and bad, I can do what I want. But that ain't what God told them to do. So here, they're disobeying the commandments of God. We have to be having our feet on a firm foundation. You know, let's go to Leviticus 26 and 12 and see what it's saying over in Leviticus. I'm taking to scriptures so you can see for yourself what the word of God is saying. Not just taking my word, but take the word of the scriptures. Let me turn to Leviticus 26. And let's see what the word of God is saying. Okay, Leviticus 26, excuse me, and verses 12, it says, "And I will walk among you and will be your God, and ye shall be my people." My. Here he's telling you, I will walk among you. He's doing that with us now. We belong to him, you all. He's walking with us. He's talking with us. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So you don't have to worry about you don't have somebody to belong. You belong to God. And when you belong to God, that's the best person you need to be belonged to. I'm going to take a little break, and I'll be right back. I'll put a song on, and we'll be right back. Let's listen to some music. I played that little song because with my topic, belonging, he's our everything, you all. We belong to him. And without him, we are nothing. I'm going to give you a few scriptures before we leave today because I'm only doing 30 minutes today. But when we talk about belong, you know, people of Israel belong to God. You find it in Leviticus 25 and 55. Over in Romans 1 and 6, we are called to be, to belong to Jesus. Over in Romans 12 and 5, all belong to each other. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 7, it says, who say they belong to Christ? In Galatians 5:24, those who belong to Christ, don't you know when you belong to Christ, oh my, you can't help but do what God has said. He have called you out, set you apart, those that belong to him. You were bought with a price. So I thank God for belonging to him. I thank God I don't have to worry about belonging to a Bobo Sam Sausage Head, a Mary Lou, a Robert Earl. I belong to God. I know when I belong, I can go to my God, and he would tell me everything that I need, I want, just go to him, because I belong to him. So today, I hope you got something out of that message. We all need a sense of belonging, for in belonging is security and acceptance. And our tag words today in our broadcast was acceptance, belong, God, and harmony. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for each and every person that tuned in today. We give you praise today. We give you glory today because it wasn't about us. It was all about you. I thank every guest that came on today and listened to the broadcast. I hope they were able to get something out of it, and they can go back and look in scriptures on belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. So until next week, you all be blessed. We'll have another exciting topic for next week. So I love each and every one of you all. Do come back next week for another exciting topic from the Lord. And until next week, be blessed. Love each one of you all. Bye-bye.